My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about if a blog post should focus on one keyword or multiple keywords for SEO. So this topic actually came through one of our live viewers right now. Let me get his name real quick just so I can make sure I give credit. This is from Danish. I can go first. I'll go first. Neil's thinking about it. So while Neil thinks about it, I actually read this post from Ahrefs recently. I was reading it on a plane and they actually did a study on how many keywords a page can rank for. So I recommend reading that one. God, I think it's not safe for work websites that rank for the most types of keywords. So I don't think I need to paint the picture. You get it. But my opinion on this is that you should focus on one keyword first, get it ranking, and then you can go into Search Console, look for keywords on that page that you're ranking for, but actually aren't on the page, and then add those keywords in. Then you can think about it. So you layer it in, right? You do well with one keyword first, and then you layer in the other keywords.
I have the opposite approach. I don't try to rank for one keyword or multiple. What I found is, you know, you're going to write a piece of content on whatever subject, whether you're going after the keyword SEO, SEO company, dog food, it doesn't matter. You're naturally going to include that keyword in. You're also going to naturally include other keywords that are related. So yeah, you can do some keyword research. You can use whatever tools you want and plug them in and try to go after more keywords. But similar to Eric, what I do is I just write content. I don't worry about the keywords. I then let it sit for 30 to 60 days, see what keywords I'm getting traction for, and then I'll go in and adjust the post and then add in all different types of keywords or focus on one keyword or focus on multiple keywords. But it all depends on how the post lays. See, what people don't talk about in SEO is a big hit or miss approach. Just because you know SEO and you're good at it and you know how to target keywords doesn't mean the page that you're focusing on that one keyword is going to rank for that term. It could be a different page on your site that you're not controlling. Just sometimes the user metrics aren't there, or the backlink count isn't there, or the social shares, or people don't care for that piece of content. Blogging is a big hit or miss. It's not like, oh, I'm going to write a post, they're all going to go viral.
I would truly focus on just cranking out amazing quality content based on whatever subjects, see where it lands, then go and adjust those posts and figure out, hey, should you focus on one keyword, two keywords, 10 keywords, 20, and what are those keywords? Because then you'll know if that post lands. The last thing you want to do is spend an extra hour optimizing a post before it even ranks for anything.
Yeah, we could give a couple practical things. What I like looking at is looking at Hrefs. And I found out, by the way, watching the Traffic Think Tank video, it is pronounced Hrefs, so we're pronouncing it right. So after 2-3 years of doing this, we're pronouncing it right. So,
yeah, how else do people pronounce it?
Hrefs. Hrefs.
I just thought it was Hrefs.
No, it's Hrefs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're right.
Because it's a link. You know, when you're coding a link, it's just Hrefs. Yeah.
Anyway, so look, you can go to Hrefs and you can look at the top pages and it shows you all the keywords a page is ranking for. You can look at that. And what we're considering doing too is looking over time, looking at how many keywords that page ranks for. I think they should have a report that actually does that. They don't though. And that's going to give you some context. Also at the same time, look at Google Search Console. It's free to look at. And you, again, you can go, it's a little manual, but you can go to your site and then look at the page, all the keywords that your page is ranking for and look at the ones that are missing. There actually is a blog post out there. God, I think it's from Built Visible, and they talk about there's a way to programmatically do it. And I think we're trying to do that right now. So I'll share that in another episode, but it's going to make it a lot easier. But right now we're giving you the manual way of doing it. You can also use ClickFlow, which is my tool, and you can find the top 50 keywords for the page and then layer those keywords into it. That also pulls from Google Search Console as well.
Cool. And that's it for this episode. Make sure you check out singlegrain.com/DTLA if you want to attend our free in-person event. And of course, please leave more ratings, reviews, subscribe to the podcast, tell other people about it. We need to get to 2 million listens so we can throw a second event.
All right. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.